I just discovered my wife's Tinder profile, and I am so angry about her lies. She is not fun to be around. I was on a diabetes website and it asked me if I accept cookies. Is this a trick question? What is heavier, water or butane? Water, of course. Butane is a lighter fluid. What does an old person turn into when bitten by Dracula? A grampire. My local prison started a program where inmates get together once a week to read poetry. They're calling it Pros and Cons. What's it called when a king and queen decide to not have kids? A receding airline. A platypus walks into a bar owned by a duck. He finishes his drink and asks for the check. Duck billed platypus. Did y'all hear about the big water leak they had at the Library of Congress? It was so bad they had to switch to the mildewy decimal system. My dog's name is Minton. Today he ate my shuttlecock. Bad Minton. Did you hear about the huge sale they just had on canoes? It was quite the ordeal. What did the photon say when asked if she needed to check a bag? No, thanks, I'm traveling light. The Pope is handing out miracles to kids. Billy walks on stage and asks him, "Can you help me with my hearing?" The Pope says yes and puts his hand on Billy's ears and prays. He removes his hands and asks, "How is your hearing now?" Billy says, "I don't know, it's not until next Wednesday." I'm Bob Jeffy. Stay tuned to the end of the episode for a bonus dad joke. Good night all. I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you. Hey listeners, I have launched a new podcast called Daily Shower Thoughts, showcasing random, amusing and mind-bending epiphanies. So please join me and my co-host, Lorelei Stewart, for a daily dose of shower thoughts. Search for Daily Shower Thoughts in your podcast app or check the show notes page for more info. The Daily Dad Jokes podcast is produced by Classic Studios. See the show notes page for social media links and joke credits. My wife was very impressed when I told her I have 500 people under me at my new job. She was slightly less impressed when she found out I cut the grass at our local cemetery.